Good morning. This past week's daf, Maseches Tochim, daf Lamed, second perek. The Gemara on daf Chof Tesom and Beis is where the sugya starts. The Gemara over here is really our first introduction, pretty much in our limud to Hilchos Taruvos. So, in order to understand really this whole Vlad over here, we need just to discuss a little bit of the background. as far as Hilchos Taruvos is concerned, we know that there's a din, and if Isser is nis'arev with heter, right? If something which is also machlos asuris, so even if it mixes with something which is mutter, but understandably, the isser remains also, and therefore, if in eating something from this mixture, there's reason to believe that possibly the isser is here, it's also yisofik. Might be eating the isser, right? Even if it's mixed in here, but no, you don't. Maybe I'm eating the isser. So that would aser. And based on that, really, so you know, every taruvus would always be aser. However, there's a concept of bittel. But the raistik halacha of bittel, and bittel is where a heter in a taruvus comes from, which means that even though there definitely is isser that got mixed up in there, but midaraisa is a concept of bittel that the isser could become nisbatel, nullified in the heter if you have the proper amounts, and therefore and once it becomes bottle, so we don't consider the isser to be here, and then one may eat it, and then it's mutter. Now, we find in the Gemara that there's differences between different types of taruvus. You have a taruvus which is called min b'minay and min b'she'enay minay. Min b'minay, you have two things which are the same min, the same specimen, same species. It just happens to mean that one's asur and one's mutter. Many isurim in the Torah could come from something other than what the thing is itself. Meaning to say, let's say there's tevel, right? Tevel is tefuah that trumas maasis weren't taken off of it. Once you take up trumas maasis, it's mutter. So it's the same piece of wheat. Right? It's so if you have something, if you have some wheat which is tevel gets mixed into other tevua, which is chum, which is mutter, so that will be a teruvus of min b'mina. It's the same exact thing, but one carries the isser, and one doesn't. For example, another example that would be, let's say, orlo, right? Fruits which that grow in the first 3 years of Orla, after that, fourth, fifth year, that it's mutter, same fruit. So that would be a min b'minay. Then you have something which is min b'she'enay minay. Two different things that get mixed up with each other. Now, there is a machlekes. We'll start from this side over here. Machlekes tanoim already. Whether there bechlal is a din bitl in min b'minay. Min b'minay, there are shitas tanoim. We'll see that's gonna. We'll see that in our gemara over here. That min b'minay possibly doesn't have the din bittel, and therefore you know, if you have a mashu of iser mixed into this taruvis, being that there is no bittul, like we mentioned before, so as long as there is reason to believe, to suspect that what you're eating right now is the iser, so it'll be awesome. That's why taruvis, if you don't have bittul, min b'minay, the shittas that hold that there is no din bittul, so therefore it'll be also b'mashu. That's what we mean when we say it's also b'mashu. Without bittul, then you always are in doubt. Maybe I'm eating the iser right now, and then taruvus will be awesome. Min b'shein eminay, that's where the din bittul was said. Now, the ikar din bittul, because like mentioned before, is a din d'raisa. More learns from Sukkim, Mesech Schum, Acharam Lahatis is one of the Makarios of them. And therefore the din bittul mederaisa essentially is a din in roiv, bittul b'roiv. You have roiv heter, that's mevatel the iser. However, there is a din of tam, which means to say that in the taruvas of im mishayin eminay, being that they're different minim, so that generally means that they have different tastes. If they have different tastes, so it's very possible that even though you have roiv, 51% of heter and 49% of iser, but since the iser still has a substantial percentage in the taruvas, so there'll be tam, there'll be taste. You'll be able to taste the iser. Now, kapshutai, something which is not what we call a nice and tam. If the iser is nice and tam, it gives taste. It could be that makes it that the iser is nicker, is recognizable, and the concept of bittul b'roiv has to do with the fact that the iser is lost in the roiv. Now, that first of all requires to have a larger amount of heter in order to consider that the iser is lost, but that also requires that it should not be recognizable in another way, and therefore if its taste is discernible, that's another reason why bittul can apply, and that's why we find this concept of nois and tam. Nois and tam, generally, is what we call shishim. Echad b'shishim, the shear of shishim, is based on the din of nois and tam. So that would mean that a min b'she'ene minay, being that it's nice and tam, so that could be that it won't have bittul, possibly deraisa, until you have shishim, and that's because of the tam. So the simple understanding of that is that the din bittul min ataritake is roiv, but when it's nikur, then you can't apply the bittul b'roiv. So you have to make it not nikur. That's where shishim comes in. So the simple understanding of that is that once you have more shishim, more than shishim of heter against the iser, then the bittul b'roiv works. It's not like a new sheer bittul in the Torah. Right? There's something which is stopping you from being able to use the din of bittul b'roiv from the fact that it's nicker. So once the iser is not nicker, you have a larger amount of heter to an extent that now you can't taste the issus, so now the koyach of bittul b'roiv can go into play. And that's the simple understanding. There's more advanced understandings also, but this is the simple way of understanding how that works. Now, according to this, so mimbiminoi, there's no concept there's no tasting over this, so really there shouldn't be any idea of shishim over there. However, there is din rabbanon, possibly also by mim b'minay, right? A chumra, a chumra drabanan, and over there has nothing to do with the tasting, but that is like we find other places that different isurim have larger shir bittel, echa b'meya, echa b'masayim. That is a din rabbanon for different reasons. The Chazal required an overwhelming amount of heter k'neged the iser. So that's where this din shishim would come from. So therefore, let's just go back to one point, and we'll see it in the Gemara over here, that the halacha of min b'mina, right, you have something which is the same min, right? So there is no time over there. So if you hold that min b'mina is not bottle, so then it'll be also b'mashiv. That's the chumra that we're going to find in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a chumra of min b'mina. If you hold that min b'mina is bottle, so then even by min b'mina there'll be a din of bittul, but the din shishim will be based on what we mentioned before. Kipshutei is a din rabbanon. Okay, so now we're ready to see the Gemara over here, right? With that hakdoma, hopefully the Gemara should be easily understood now. To that, chof tes on base. Omar Rav, chometz bizmanay, bein b'minay, bein shle b'minay, osur. Rav, as we mentioned before, minay nene minay, that's what we discussed before, and then Rav is mentioning two zmanay iser as far as the chometz is concerned. Now the Gemara over here, the Zmanai, we understand, is Toich Chag HaPesach, that's from Leil Tezvav, till the end of Yom Tov. The Zman of the Issa Chorus. That's the Zin of Chometz B'Zmanai. And Shloi B'Zmanai, the Gemara is talking about, is what we had in the Mishnah, Chometz Ovel of HaPesach. Right? The Din of Chometz after Pesach. which we saw, Machlekes Tanoim, Koin to Yehuda, it's an Issa Deraisa. Koin to Shimon, it's Knas Rabbanon. So Rav says as follows: Chometz Bizmanai. We're talking right now Bizmanai. Someone has a mixture of chometz and non chometz Bizmanai. If it's during the time of Pesach, Bein B'minay Bein Shlo B'minay also. There's no difference between mina and any mina. And we'll see, the Gemara is going to tell us what is the proportion of iser to heter over here. Rav doesn't tell us clearly over here, and the Gemara is going to work it through. But the halach Rav says is that on bizmanay, on Pesach itself, there's no difference between mina and any mina. They both have the same din also. Shloi bizmanay, once you come, you're after Pesach, and you're dealing with the din of Chometz overall of a Pesach, that's the Isser that's mixed into your heter over here. Shloi bizmanay, then there's a difference. B'minay osur, shloi b'minay mutur. If it's min b'minay, that's osur. Shloi b'minay, it's mutur. So I think what I want to understand, What are we talking about over here? What kind of taruvus is there? What's the percentage of iser and heter that gives that Rav gives us these halachas? Maskinu. What are we talking about? Ilema b'noisin tam. If we're talking about that, there's a substantial amount of chometz that the chometz is noisin tam. Now, if that would be so then we'd understand the first part of Rav's din. Bein b'mina, bein b'shloi b'mina is also, because that's definitely understandable. If it's nice and tam, then that could be why the din of, that's why it's also, even min b'she'ena mina. Like we mentioned before, min b'mina, and the Mora will tell us in a minute, right, that could be that there's no din bittul at all in that. But the Gemara understands the first part of Rav's memra. If we were talking about benois and tam, then we understand the first part of Rav's memra. The Gemara asks from the second part of Rav's memra. If that's true, shleib is manai, well, how could halacha be that shleib mina mutter, hayoyev taimo? That the Gemara says that were we to be speaking about that it's benois and tam, then we have a problem understanding the second part of Rav's memra. How could Rav say that shleib mina, it's mutter? It's nice and time. How you have time? Definitely awesome. The Ifad Mara says, no, must be, so you have to go the other way. That Ella B'mashu, we're talking about that you don't have a nice and time. Ella B'mashu. And now that's a mashu, so now it's understood the second part of Rav's din. The Rav makes a difference between Minoy and Eine Minoy. We have a mashu over here. Minoy, there's no din bittul. So shine, no din bittul. It asks as long as there's a mashuhu of Isser here. Mimshlembe minoy is mutter because you have bittul. So the second part is understood. But what needs explanation now is so why bismanay? Say the same thing. It's a mash, only a mashuhu. There's a din bittul on mimshayna minoy. So why bismanay is it also? That's what the Gemara now is after Mechadish over here, right? That was the Gemara's issue. How do you stim these two things? Right? It doesn't work out. You know, either you have a problem with Reisha, a problem with the Seifa. If we're going to take care of the Seifa by telling us that we're talking about that there's only a Masha over here, so then we need explanation in the Reisha. Why isn't the Reisha? Mimshay Mina is also. There's a Din Bittul. So let's see. The Gemara is Elva Masha. Chomes Bizmanoi, Bein Bimine, Bein Bishle Bimine also. Why is that so? So the Gemara says the premise starts like this. Rav L'taimei. Rav is going according to his reasoning, the way he holds in the general din of Isur Minkol Terekulam. Rav Shunam Tavayim, Rav and Shmuel, they both agree to the following. Kol Isur Shabbat Terah B'minei B'mashahum. All Isur in the Terah, when they come into at Haruvis, if it's B'minei, it's B'mashu, the Asa B'mashu, because they hold Mim B'mina is not bottle, like we mentioned, right? Sheets of Yehuda. Mim B'mina, there's no bittul. There's no bittul, then you're stuck. As long as there's a mashu this over here, it's awesome. Shloi B'mina, that's when you have the din bittul. However, if it's nice and time, that'll prevent the bittul from happening, so that's why it depended on a nice and time. Shloi B'mina, be nice and time. Now, at this point, so we only understand the din that chomes bismanai b'minai is also, but shleib b'minai we still don't understand because he holds shleib b'minai you need nice and time. We're talking about that you only have a mashu over here. Nat Imara tells us this is the special halach that we have only over here by chomets. So the Imara shleib b'minai. Oh, when Rav goes at chomets bismanai. There's a special zera that we have only by chometz. I was goza chometz bismanai shloi b'minei otu. I'm sorry, chometz bismanai shloi b'minei otu minai otu minai, which means that we understand that min b'minei there's no din bittul. Min shloi b'minei really should be mutter until you're a nice and tam. That more says the explanation that as a zera. Rav Bismanai, when you talk about on Pesach, right? Rashi says that Pesach chometz is something which is loy bedili, right? Something that people are used to eating all year round, and there's an iser kodesh on it. So these two factors are a reason why Chazal were concerned, and they were geyser, and they said that during Pesach we're not going to allow any bittul, since the din of min b'minoi meikra din, there's no bittul, so we can't make any differences over here. And therefore Chazal said that we're not going to accept any bittul, even min b'she'ena minoi, which generally has a din bittul until you're a nice and tam, a gzeira, there's no bittul. So that's why the halacha is that bizmanai, bizman pesach, there's no din bittul at all. Vishaloi bismanai osur krab Yehuda. Now the Gemara over here mentions something which really is a basic thing that we have to know b'chlam. I mean, what's manner? What's the issue that we're dealing with? So the Mara over here tells us that it's Rabbi Yehuda, and like we touched on a little bit last week, right? We'll have to see why the Gemara, and we'll see with the Gemara later on why the Gemara has to. It sounds like Rabbi Gemara is looking to understand what's the Isser of Shleb Izmane, and the Gemara says, well, because he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's where the Isser Shleb Izmane is, and that's why there's an Isser in the Taruvs, which right away we have to ask ourselves, well, what do you mean, Rabbi Shimon also, it's Osir, right? I mean, that's not, well, why is the Gemara only saying only Rabbi Yehuda? And the answer, like, if we get to the end over here, the Gemara talks about is that it's only Knas, like I mentioned last time, and the Knas wasn't set on Taruvus. That's why the Gemara needs Rabbi Yehuda in order to explain Shleibus Mana, how could there be an Issa in Taruvus? What's the Issa? Okay, so the Gemara says as follows. Shleibus Mana means Lechomish Ovel HaPesach Rabbi Yehuda. The Shleibus Mina Mutter. The Shleibus Mana. The Mora says that the basic issa that we have on Shalei Bezmanai, Chomsh of HaPesach, based on Yehuda, is an issa deraisa. And over there, it has the same tzura. It has the same set of halachas. It's called Harakula. That's the difference that he makes. Biminai, there's no din bittel, so it's also Shalei Biminai, called Harakula, that you have bittel, b'mashu, until you're a nice and tam. So you have bittel. I make a gzeira. No, kula haile gozer. All right, that's the Gemara said. That over here, there is no gzeira. There's no issacharis during this time, so there's no gzeira. Now, this, just to mention, it's a big question in the poskim about the din. The Gemara really, when the Gemara talks Shleibus Mana over here, it's clear the Gemara is talking about la'achra Pesach. But what about before, like we had in the sugi before, right? What about this? What Meshei Shoyis Lamaylo, right? What kind of din does that have? So, upon the way Rashi sets it up over here, that it's the Issa Koros is playing a role in the reason for the Gzeira, and we know that the Issa Koros you only have only from Leil Pesach and on Meshei Shoyis Lamaylo, you don't have the Issa Koros. So according to that, then the din of Koydim HaPesach, you won't have the gzeira, and that'll have the same halacha. The Shleibus Mana will refer to before Pesach and after Pesach. And only during Pesach you have the chorus. That's when you have the gzeira.
Only in Rav.
According to Rav, that's what we're talking about right now. Right. Zokt Gemara weiter. Shmuel Omar Chomes Bizmanai Biminei Osur Shle Biminei Mutter. Shmuel argues on Rav, and Shmuel says that chometz bizmanai is also a difference between, or there is a difference between biminai and shlei biminai. He's giving it basically the din of kol tarakula, that biminai aser, that min biminai is no din bittel, so it's aser. Shlei biminai, it's mutter till you're nice in tam. So he's arguing on Rav in the din of bizmanai. And in the din of Shleibus Mana also, Shleibus Mana, bein b'minei, bein Shleibus Mana, it's mutter. And Shleibus Mana, he says that both cases, even min b'minei is mutter. Now the Gemara explains, Chomes b'zmana b'minei also Shmuel Taimei, Derav u'Shmuel Damet Havaya, Kol Yisun Shabbat Torah, b'minei also, b'mashu, Shleibus Mana b'nei Yisun Tam. And Shaloi b'minon, oto minon, loy gozer. Shmuel, the Gemara explains, again, the same remnant the Gemara said before, Shmuel's the partner in this halacha over here, kol tarakula, this is what he holds, min b'mina is not bottle, min b'she'ene mina has it in bittel. So therefore, when you're talking about something, when it's not a nice tam, it's a mashahu, so that's why you'll have the difference, that if it's b'mina, is no bittel, so it's also Shaloi b'mina is bittel, it'll be mutter. So Shmuel says that the din of chometz on Pesach has the same din as a yisum of kol tarakula. And the Mora speaks that he's not gozer. He doesn't make the gzeir. Even going to Rav, it's only gzeir. He's loy gozer. That's the explanation of the din of chometz bizmanai. Shaloi bizmanai. On that he says, bein b'minin shlim b'minin shlim b'minin torah, and Krib Shimon, he holds like Krib Shimon. He holds like Reb Shim. He doesn't hold like Reb Yehuda. There's an Isidaraisa Shlebi's man. Right? So basically, that the reason why it's mutter, even though there's no bittul over here, because he holds mimbeminai, it's not bottle. So why is it that la'achar zmanai, even mimbeminai, it's mutter? And that Mura says, he holds like Reb Shimon, that there's no Isidaraisa. Which, first glance, sounds like the Gemara is saying that there is no Isser, right? There's no Isser, so there's no Tarubs of Isser, it's all heter. It's all heter, right? And even if it would be ben, you could eat it. But the truth of the matter is, like we know, that there is a knas according to Reb Shimon, ben it's definitely also. And the Gemara tells us later on that being that it's a knas, that they didn't give the knas when it's mu'uriv, only when the Isser is be'en. So that's the basis of this halacha. So we're not using bittul, because we have no bittul, right? Not using bittul, but the explanation here is that the basis of the Isser, which is the knas, was never said once you're mu'uriv, you're not be'en. Be'en means that it's here by itself, as opposed to in a mixture. Now, over here, if we were to make the cheshbon as far as la'achar sheishois, according to Shmuel, there's a difference. Like we saw in Rishonim, Tosfos speaks that even according to Reb Shimon, there's an issa deraisa from vav shois lamaila, right? So being that there definitely is an issa deraisa, so according to Shmuel, it should come out that if you have a taruvus, this halacha that he says of bizmanai really should apply to from vav shoy sulamayla, because he's giving it the din of kol tarakula, the regular din when there's an isser mixed in. These are the rules that the minay there's no bittul, so it asks the shlemi minay, it will become bottle even though it's a nice time. So anytime you have an isser deraisa, you'll have this halacha. So according to Shmuel, it should come out that the same halacha will apply mivav shoris l'maylo. Basically, what we're coming at over here is that mivav shoris l'maylo, Rav and Shmuel will both agree that it'll have the din of kol ha'tarei kula. Right? Right? You don't have to, because we're saying because the Gzeri is based, I'm saying the way Rashi says that the Gzeri, even Rav, the Gzeri is based on the Issacharis. You don't have the Issacharis. So therefore, Mivov Shoyos Lomayla, that according to everyone you have then of Kol Tarakulo. Now once you come to the Zmanai period of time, according to Rav, now there's a basis for Gzeri, so things become more Chomer, and even Mim B'She'en Eminai is Osir. And as we proceed weiter into the next bracket, the time of L'achaz Manai, so this already, according to Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so now you're going to have the din of Kol Tarakula, because you're dealing with an Issa D'Araisa over here. So you'll have similar kind of halacha that you had Mivav Shoyos L'Maila. You just won't have the Gzeir, but you have the regular din of Kol Tarakula. According to Shmuel, since he passes like Rav Shimon, Shimon's a knas, and the knas wasn't said when it's b'taruvus. So once you're b'taruvus, it's all mutter. So you won't have the dinim of kol terku. Now we're up to the third sheet here. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, chometz bizmanay.
Rav and Shmuel agreed before Pesach. But Mivav Shoyos L'Maila, Rav and Shmuel going to agree.
Right.
But Shaloi B'Minoi, Shaloi B'Minoi, Shmuel would say it's Mutter.
Why should it be Mutter? Shaloi B'Minoi, it's Kodim Pesach is Nisa D'Raisa, even going to Bshim. So if it's Nisa D'Raisa, you need Bittul. Alright. So you'll have Bittul by Shaloi B'Minoi, and B'Minoi you won't have Bittul.
Shaloi B'Minoi will be mutter ab nice in tam.
Right.
Once you have a nice in tam, then you can't say bittul.
Right.
Rab will say the same thing.
And if there's no gzeir over there, so then you have the klum, and that more tells us, right? Rav Shmuel and Amit Havayu, they both agree in the Klolim of Kol Torah Kulu. Rabbi Yechinan Omer, Chometz Bizmanoi, Bein Biminoi, Bein Shiloi Biminoi, Osor Binoisin Tam. Rabbi Yechinan tells us that Bizmanoi, whether the Taruvus is Biminoi, Mim Biminoi, Mim Shein Biminoi, it has the same halacha. It's Osor Binoisin Tam. That means a Mashahu will be Mutter. Only when it's the sheer nois and tam. Now mim b'minoi, right? There's no actual nois and tam, but it refers to the sheer of shishan, like we mentioned before. Right? That's what this means over here. So Rabbi Yochanan over here has a kula, right? Rabbi Yochanan is being makel even more than Shmuel, because Shmuel had said that a taruvus of mim b'minoi is also b'mashu. Rabbi Yechanan is saying that no, that min b'minay is not any more chomer than min b'she'en minay, and it's all dependent on the sheer shishim, sheer of nois and tam. And like we'll see in the Gemara, the basis for this is because he really argues, like we mentioned in our Hakdoma, in the basic premise of the rules of Kol HaTorah Kulo. And he holds that the din of bittul applies even to min b'minay. Min b'minay has bittul. If Mim B'minoi has bittul, and based on this din rabbonon, that is a din of shishim, so that's why the din of, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Mim B'minoi and Mim B'she'en B'minoi both have the same din bittul, the sheer bittul of shishim. So Rabbi Yochanan holds the chometz bizmanoi, non-dependent on what kind of teruvus, whether it's Mim B'she'en B'minoi, the halacha is that it's going to be b'nais and tam, it's b'shishin. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's really no basis for a gzeira at all, right, if you think about it, right? You know, Shmuel, according to Shmuel, we saw before, you know, there's a basis for a gzeira because there is such a thing which is also b'mashu, right? And the question is, that's mim b'mina. So the question is, are you gezer, will you make this, that mim b'she'en b'mina has the same halacha? Right? So Shmuel argues on the gzeira. Even though, right, there's room to set up a gzeira, but he holds that we don't make this yet. So Rabbi Yochanan, there's no room for such a gzeira, because there's no such case at all, which is also b'mashim. So that's the din in bizmanay. And shloi bizmanay, bein b'minay, bein shloi b'minay, mutter. Shloi bizmanay, everything's mutter, and we'll see, because he holds, like Shmuel, passing like Reb Shimon, concerning this. Chomets, the more Nadamor explains. Chomets bizmane bein bimine bein mishlo bimine bein eisen tam. Rabbi Yechon letai mei. Rabbi Yechon reishlogish damit havayu. Rabbi Yechon goes according to his reasoning in Kol Torah Kulo. He holds together with reishlogish, arguing on the rules of Rav and Shmuel. Kol esun shabat hera bein bimine bein shlo bimine bein eisen tam. They hold that min bimine is also bottle. If it's also bottle, so it'll have the shiurim similar to that we have by mim b'minoi, and that's the din of shishim, which applies to both of them equally. The din of mim b'minoi has the same din as min shloi b'minoi. Zot gemara shloi bizmanoi bein b'minoi bein shloi mitorin. Why it's curve shimon? Like if shimon, he holds like Shmuel in that aspect. He paskins like curve shimon. Now, according to this shita, just if we just talk about the din of Sheishos Lumayla, Rabbi Yochanan, his din on Pesach is basically the halacha of Kol Torah Kulo. He's right. So according to him, the way it will come out is that the din of Levav Sheishos Lumayla through Pesach, right, will have the din similar to that of Shmuel. He'll have the din of Kol Torah Kulo. He just happens to argue on Shmuel what the din of Kol Torah Kulo is. And he happens to hold that Mim B'minoi is bottle. So therefore, Mivov Shoyis L'Maila, straight through till the last day of Pesach, you'll have the Klom of Kol Torah Kulo, which according to Rabbi Yochanan is that Mashahu, which means till Shishim, there's a din of Bittul, regardless of what kind of Taruvs you're talking about. And once you're nice and tam, once you hit the shir shishin, and there won't be any bittul, and it'll be awesome. But chomich avla pesach, once pesach is over, since he holds like Reb Shimon, so everything is mutter b'taruvus. Zokte Gemara, Omer Rav. Zokte Gemara, Omer Rav. Hilchisa Rav is passing the halacha as follows. Hilchisa the halacha is chometz bizmanei, bein b'minei, bein shloi b'minei, osur b'mashuhu kirav. The way we have the Girsa in our Gemara, pretty clearly, Rav is paskining like Rav. He's saying that bizmanai, you have a mashahu, chometz is osur, and that's kirav. Like we saw, that's based on Rav Shita. And this is important, because we'll see that the Rishonim take out of this Rav, who's passing the halacha, take out from Rav how we paskin concerning the rules of Kol HaTorah Kula, as far as mimeminai, whether it's both or not. So according to the way we have the Girsan, the simple plan, where Rashi explains the Gemara over here, that Rav is passing like Rav, that the halacha is that during the Yemei Pesach, that it's Osir, B'mashahu, Bein, whether it's Mimbimina, Mimbimina, and that's based on, Rashi is based on the fact that he holds that Mimbimina is not bottle and culture kura. So that's the basis to make a gzera that even min b'she'en emine is awesome. And therefore, it would seem to be that Rava is passing like Rav and called Tarakulo, that the din is min b'mina, has no din bitl, and min b'mina is also b'mashu and called Tarakulo. The Gemara continues, Rava, sheloi b'zmanoi, ben b'mina, ben shloi b'mina, it's mutter krev shimin. He's making a little pshar over here. And the truth is that these two things are not dependent on each other at all. And according to Rav is saying that even though the halacha is like Rav as far as Kol Tarah Kula, and as far as the gzeira that he applies based on that bismanei, but shloi bismanei passed like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon is no issa deraisa, so therefore shloi bismanei everything's mutter. The Gemara asked the Kasha, "Mi Amar Rava Hochi, V'Amar Rava Rav Shimon Knosa Konis, Choil V'Over Olov V'Vayiro Bayimotze." In fact, Gemara Kasha that it would seem to be that the Gemara seems to be saying that Lachas Mana, the reason why everything is mutter, is because he passed like Rav Shimon. There's no Issa Deraisa. That was the Loshon LeBraisa. Rav Shimon in Loshon Rav Shimon LeBraisa. The final Lachav is V'Loi Klum. There's no Issa. Chet the Gemara, but like we saw that. In explaining the Mishnah, that was the previous sugya, who does our Mishnah come out like? Chil b'tinoch in Yisrael. So in there, it was developed. Rava spoke out that according to Rav Shimon, there is an issus. In fact, the Gemara Akasha, that how can we tell you that the reason why Lachar Pesach is mut, because Pesach Rav Shimon seemingly, that there is no issa at all. Rava tells us there is an issa, there's a knas. On that, the Gemara says, Hanamili bi'inei. When is there, do we have the knas? Only when it's be'en, when the chometz is there by itself, not in a mixture. Aval al de taruvis, but if it's in a mixture, loy, over there is no knas. Right? So this is what we've been talking this whole time, that even though there is an isser, but that isser will never ask there b'taruvis, because the isser itself was never said when it's b'taruvis. You don't have to come on to bittel. That's why even if you don't have the rules of bittel to work for you, but the mere fact that you're in Taruvas, then this whole knas wasn't said in the first place. Let's just say this next few lines in the Gemara, and then we'll talk about this Rava. V'oz Rava l'taymei. Now this is a little tricky over here. V'oz lo Rava l'taymei. And Rava is going according to his reasoning. Now, what is it referring to? What are we saying that we're finding Rava in another situation which we see this point that we're making right now? Now, the Gemara, there's two things over here, right? We're dealing with Chitas Reb Shimon, and we were just machadish that Reb Shimon only asters when it's be'en, and not betaruvus. So at first glance, it would seem that the Gemara is bringing a raya to that point, that would come to show that it doesn't aster betaruvus. Right? That's the basis of our Rava over here. The two Ravas together, right? The fact that Rava is pasking the top of the Omud, that Lacha Pesach, everything's mutter. Hagam, that he says that there's a knas. Right? We need this idea that the whole knas was only said when it's been not taruvus. But if you follow through the Gemara, we're going to have a hard time seeing that in what the Gemara says like this. Doma Rava, ki avina be Rav Nachman, when I was by Rav Nachman, ki avanaf, yeshiva yoyim de Pischo, when the 7 days of Pesach were over, Omar alone, he would tell us, puku v'zvinu chmir de Bechelim. You could go buy chometz from Goyim. So how was that a riot to what we're saying over here, right? I mean, we're talking about taruvus over here. This is something else. It's not taruvus, buying from Goyim. So if you look in Rashi explains the Gemara that Gemara never meant to bring a riot to show us that Rava in this story over here was noig that taruvus chometz is mutter la'achar chometz. That wasn't the point. If you look in the Rashi says, V'oza Rava, to Omar halacha kereb Shimon. Yeah, that's what Rashi's coming to tell us over here. That the Gemara only means to say that we're going to show you other places, another place that Rava holds like Reb Shimon. He's a time made. Omar nami ba'almo chomet shenoche shalav pesach is mutter av ba'achila. That, like we saw in the Gemara, Kipshuta, and that's really the maskona of the Gemara, right, Rach was chazar, that according to Reb Yehuda, who holds as Nisa Dereis and Chom Shalva Pesach, there's no difference between Shal Noch and Shal Yisrael. This difference that I have in the Mishnah between Noch and Yisrael is Shitas Reb Shimon. So the Gemara is saying, but also Rav Latimei, that we see that Rava went according to Shitas Reb Shimon in this set, in this Ma'is over here, that they brought Chom and Shal Nochri Lachra Pesach. And it's Mutter because it's based on the Knas, it's being everybody by Motze and Shal Akam. Right? There's no basis for the knas. That's Rashi continues. Hoyel v'lek l'mukn sebei midi. V'Reb Yehuda chometz tomo koma filled in ochri. So Rashi explains the Gemara that the ozla time in the Gemara is not really the last point that the Gemara mentioned that b'taruvus it's mutter according to Reb Shimon that he didn't give the knas once it's only be'en not b'taruvus. The Gemara is not bringing right because there is no right. Yeah, the Gemara is bringing right to the first premise that. We find other places that Rava Paskins like Reb Shimon. Right? There is the Psarabena Chanan on the Gemara over here, which does explain the Gemara's one. That needs explanation how to understand the Gemara. But that's clear in this Rashi over here. The Rashi is steering away from this problem. The Rashi is saying that in the Chanami we have no Raya to the last point of Taruvus, and the Gemara is just bringing a Raya in general. Now let's see this top Rashi again. What we could take out of Rav? So Rashi, Omar Rav, Shma Mino, the pasuk Rav Hilchaso. We can see from over here the pasuk Rav Hilchaso, the Holy Sun Shabbatayra, b'minon b'mashu. That Rav, the background of this halacha over here, is that he paskins in Kol Tarakulo. Not discussing the chumra of chometz, but in Kol Tarei Kulo we see that he holds that mim b'mina is no din bittel, so it's also b'mashuv. Lo yishonilon ben chometz l'shari surei elo b'ho milso. The only difference between chometz and shari surim is only when you come to min b'she'ene mina. That there's a gzeira over there should have been a din bittel if you're a mashuv. There there's a gzeira. The gozah shalei b'minan ato minan. Therefore, Rashi says, Shaminon mino, chelev shenofa l'kdeira, oise b'mashahu. So, Rashi, so, l'halocha we could take that over here, right? Even though the Gemara is talking about chometz Pesach, but if you understand what the background of this halocha is based on Rav, and the Gemara explained Rav, that the whole gzeira is only because the din of Kol Torah Kula, you have a basic iser, which is Medina in Mim B'minai. That's, so if Rav is passing like that, so we can take out over here that chelav shenofa l'kdeira oisa b'mashuv v'chein halacha. And that is the halacha. V'had kaim and kolishin shukar b'shishim. And this that we find, that there's a dinim shishim, b'shalei b'minenhu. That will only apply when it's min b'she'enei minei. That's where the din shishim applies. But min b'minei, we pass like Rav. Right? Rav is passing like Rav, who passes like Shishim of Yehuda. That min b'minei, there's no din bittul. That's what Rashi says, takes out the halacha from this sugi bayos. If you look in the Tosis over here, this is how Tosis starts. Omar Rav Hilchsa Chometz Bizman Ben Min Mishem Oser Kol Shuvu Kirav. Tosis brings Pasuk Rashi B'chum the Mim B'minei B'mashuk Rabbi Yehuda. That this Rashi already tells us other places in Chulin that Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Min B'minei is not bottle. Now, we'll jump around over here just to get what we want to see. If you go down, like around maybe 10 lines, Rabbeinu Tam Omer. You see where it starts over there in the Tosfos? Rabbeinu Tam Omer. Rabbeinu Tam says the chol elu einam rayis, all these gemaras that we just skipped, which Rashi bases his psak on our proofs. The ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda of like Rebbe, the halacha is not like that. Now we're going to jump down a little bit over here. Here, a few lines down, the line starts with the abbreviation of Reish Lakish. See, Vav Reish Lama, that abbreviation?
Yeah.
Now follow that line into the fourth word, Udishmaita. Udishmaita. Mm-hmm. So Rabbeinu Tam says, Halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Halacha, min b'minoi, we paskin that it is bottle. Right? Our sugya. Right? Rav over here is paskin that Chomas Bizmanei is also b'me minoi, b'me she'enei minoi. The Gemara says it's b'mashu that's based on Rav. The Gemara clearly said before the Rav holds b'minay is not bottom. Udishmaita, and concerning the proof that you might want to bring from our sugya, iga sinan b'mashu kirav. You know, as you see over here that it's questionable whether there is a girsa at all, right? You know, it's much easier for us to get around this. If there is no such girsa, and then we could give a different explanation of the halacha. But if the girsa really speaks out, b'mashu hu karav, that's a little more difficult. But nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam says, I'll explain it to you. Even if you have that girsa, I'm going to get around it. Udashmat, you guys seen b'mashu karav, yesh lemesh apoisek b'chomets karav, v'loy mitaymei, but not for his reasoning. The Gemara just is saying is that the halacha is that the cheshbin, right? The factual halacha will look like Rav, but the reasoning behind that is takana based on Rav, because we don't hold like Rav called Tarku that min b'min is any bottom. V'loy mi taime, but not for his reason. The Rav sfirle b'chol yisun shabar teira min b'min is b'mashahu. That's the basis of that din. V'rovo lesle ela dafka b'chomets b'pesach mishum chomer d'chomets. Rabbeinu Tam tells us something new over here, that being that Rabbeinu Tam holds that we have rayas, different places in Shas, that's not the halacha. Min b'minoi is bottle. So this that Rav is passing over here, the halacha can't be based on the din of min b'minoi that it's not bottle called terakula. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam explains that the truth of the matter over here is that Me'ikar hadin, there should have been a din bittul. We're talking about a mashu, so there should have been a din bittul even by min b'minay. The whole halacha over here is all a chumrah. So according to this, that Rava has a new chumrah even greater than Rav concerning Pesach. Rav has a gzeira on machmas the chumrah de Pesach. He's gezer einim minay atum minay. He's starting with a base that there's a basis for an iser.